Prodigal Daughter. This is for the blue-haired colored ladies who praised memorization and good posture at all costs. This is for my mother who wrote warnings in Shakespearean couplets across the mirrors reflecting our image, who every winter saved money to send the blonde baby dolls her sisters gave me to the doll hospital so they'd come home brown as toast like me. This is for Warren, smart in his uniform, fresh from battle in 46, who let me tell the high school crowd he was my boyfriend. And this is for his mother, Claudia, who taught discipline to her daughters by depriving them of all pleasures, who sold everything in her mama's house to the junk man for $300. This is for the blues Viola sang, her voice salty with urgency, who disappeared into whiteness, leaving dancing shoes, bunions and all. This is for my grandfather, who showed me the Anheuser Clydesdales when I was six and he kept the stables clean. This is for my grandmother's chewy dumplings floating in a fragrant stew of peaches and spice, her stove with a stand-up oven, its emblem of a chicken hatching. This is for Mildred, who walked me a mile to school while the one at the end of our block stayed closed to blacks. This is for Jenny's family barbecues, Uncle Philip lifting slabs of ribs with the same precision he used to maneuver city dump trucks. That day, we ate high on the hog. This is for my mother's spaghetti strap high heels and shorts, her dark brown legs that went on forever, both of which I inherited. My mother who kept me in fighting shape for the strange world I would encounter.